This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Mike Sullivan just bitching up a storm about his goalies, and he should. I mean, they don't have an NHL caliber goaltender in the organization, and they have one signed for over $5 million a year. And they flipped the one guy who would be for Derek Brassard. But, hey, Jim Rutherford was at least making good moves to offset the bad ones. I can't say that about Ron Hextall, and I can't say that about Kyle Dubas. And honestly, this is really painful to say, I think Hextall has more good moves on his ledger than Dubas to this point. Hextall traded for Raquel and then signed him. And that looks like a bargain right now. Whereas Dubas signed Jari, Graves and traded
Graves
for Erik Karlsson, who, as soon as the Four Nations was done, you notice Erik Karlsson went right back to being a complete waste of space. Coming your way at 2:37, brought to you by Gina Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty. This is Hockey Talk. More with Gary Bettman in about 20 minutes. The commissioner of the NHL has said, I cannot wait to talk hockey with Andrew Filippone, Chris Muller, and Donnie Football on 93.7
The Fan. Now, are you going to change to be Donnie Hockey for this interview?
No, I don't know if that person will ever exist.
We know Craigie Hockey didn't exist.
Like that.
When Craig was in that booth, we could have played the old Craig named 10 NHL players, and I don't know if he could have done it outside the Penguins.
We have Sean McDonough's homage to Mike Lang from Saturday that you'll hear in a few minutes. We also have PK Subban. Days after the Pittsburgh hockey fan loved PK Subban for what he said about the NHL versus the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now here comes the other side of
PK
Subban.
PK giveth, PK taketh.
And Subban knew that he could incite the Penguins fan base with this take. The ESPN NHL feed didn't put out this clip. Subban had to put it out on his own. And it sounds like he literally had somebody shoot the video of him giving this take in the studio, because the sound quality of this is just not very good. So I'm going to say that right off the bat.
Okay.
But we have it anyways. Pop actually played it on the Showdown last night. He was so fired up by it.
Were you on the Showdown last night?
I was. So it was Kabali. Kabali brought his son with him, and he said, hey, this is the kid that you guys talk about who always clogs toilets.
Big
celebrity. I said, it's not just us. McAfee does the same thing.
Who was the third man in?
Mackie. Mackie's everywhere these days. Mackie's on here. Mackie's writing. Mackie's doing this and that.
Mm.
All right, so we have Subban. This is what he said about what's going on with the Penguins as he was watching them Saturday get destroyed by the Washington Capitals.
This is a poorly built team. They're undersized, undermanned, they're soft. They're set up to fail. And to me, the way this team is built, it's inexcusable. They shouldn't be against the biggest team in the league. They're getting outmanned in front of the net. You got two small defensemen there trying to battle Tom Wilson. It's not going to end good. Crosby deserves way more
than this. At the level that he's playing at, where he's at right now in his game, his career, this is not enough for Sidney Crosby to do some damage with. He needs a better team around him. Mike Sullivan needs better plays to coach. It's got to be put together the right way for these guys to be able to have a chance to make the playoffs. And I don't see it. And for me, it's on Kyle Dubas. You're getting paid $7 million a year? That's what I expect. If it's a rebuild, then rebuild. If it's not, then we got to see better results on the ice. This is inexcusable.
Oh, there's a ton there.
Is that one of those like ASMR videos where like they're trying to make like gentle crackling noises near the mic so you get relaxed and go to sleep? The hell was that?
I didn't know that Dubas was, I should have known this. I didn't know Dubas was making $7 million. That is stealing. How many guys on the Penguins roster, Donnie, are making more money than the team's GM? Look that up for me. And he's making more than Sullivan. Even though, you know, if I'm going to defend Sullivan for a second here, at least that guy's won two Stanley Cups and rescued a team that was looking a lot like this team looks now and won a cup and then did the unthinkable in the salary cap era, ran it back and won another one. Dubas's claim to fame is that he took an underachieving Maple Leafs team, made them respectable. That's the most I can say about it there. They didn't do playoff damage. They were on. They were thought of as a team that could win the Stanley Cup.
And never did.
And never did. And part of it was because he kept getting the goaltending thing wrong. And what do you know? They're doing the same thing now. How many guys are making more money than him, Don?
Two that
Sid
are over $7 million.
Sid and Carlson?
Yep.
I think the biggest indictment I can give of Kyle Dubas, there's twofold. I think he, and I used to do this, and then the more people I talked to, the more I backed off this stance. I don't think he had to have his arm twisted into Tristan Jarry getting that extension. Like, people said Mike Sullivan was just so pot committed to Jarry mentally that, like, they kind of pressured him.
Cabali said last night that Dubas was forced to do it.
Yeah, I have heard from multiple people that in no way, shape, or form was he forced to do it. He didn't. If he needed any cajoling to go along with it, it was barely any. Like that was a warm. He was a warm prospect already. He was a pretty big Jarry fan. Here's the other thing. I also think that like they're rebuilding now. Clearly, I do think his mandate initially was to try and win, and the moves he took or that he undertook to try to make a winner again or a playoff caliber team again
were god awful.
Were horrible. I do think right now what he is doing is trying to strip this thing down. I think they have more draft picks in the next 3 years than any other team in the NHL or like the top three rounds.
Great,
they have a lot of
because we know second and third round picks in the NHL turn into
late
good players.
Late firsts turn into crapshoots. My point is, whatever he's doing now is somewhat irrelevant to the question of when he got hired, was he trying to build a playoff team, a contender, a team that could still get in and try to win? And I think he was, and he did a horrible job of it. So if that's your basis on which to judge him, why on earth would you then feel great about the prospects of him in the long term building this thing back and making it something that is the envy of the rest of the NHL?
The overall point that Sidney Crosby deserves better than this, I agree with, to be stuck on one of the worst teams in the NHL. I do think in the pie of blame, there is a slice that goes to Sid, not because of the way he's played, but because he wanted...
They all
Malkin
did.
And Letang, and he wanted those guys, that core.
They said we're
to
going
still
off
be here.
They said we're going off the cliff, Thelma and Luis.
But
together.
I mean, I still think with those three guys, if Hextall and Dubas had done a better job surrounding them with players, that they could be something close to what Washington is right now.
This gets brought up all the time, and I, because this guy was always kind of in a way my favorite of the big three to watch, it always hurts me and stings, and I would occasionally say I didn't believe it or didn't agree with it, but given the fact that they've done nothing in the postseason since 2018, like haven't won a series, you could have probably traded Malkin at some point. After what, you lose to the Capitals, you don't three-peat. You could have at least entertained the idea, and the pretty obvious consensus is they didn't even entertain it. Going back to, again, the big three wanted to stay together.
Yeah.
There was, let me put it this way.
I mean, I wasn't ready to do it then, so yeah. I have a hard time levying that criticism against them.
I wasn't ready to do it then, but like sometimes you have to be a year early on something or like take a bold step early, and that would have qualified, but like, again, they all wanted it to be this way, and if you weren't going to take a shake-up step like that, that still would have required the player's approval and sign-off, then this is probably what you were always going to get as a logical endpoint.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.